It begins before the tiny puppy had a name. He was alone on the side of a trail. There was nothing he could remember of how he was separated.
That's
from
former U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Scott DeLisi, reading from his new book. In his 35-year career, he's been ambassador to Eritrea and Uganda.
But there was something truly special about the experience of Nepal.
And he says one day on a group trek up to the Larangar Monastery, DeLisi saw a tiny puppy that he says spoke to him.
He saw me and I saw him. And in that moment, it just clicked. And when he looked at me, and that connection was there, and he said, "Die, older brother, please come sit."
The puppy had lost its mother, and a young boy from the village found him high in the Himalayas and scooped him up, zipping him into his fleece jacket. And as the story goes, when the dog with no name saw the ambassador, he jumped right onto his lap, put his paws on his chest the way puppies do.
When I asked them, "Is this puppy for sale?"
DeLisi had already decided to name him Low Key.
This is in the book, but they said, "Yeah, you must understand that here in Tibet, the word for dog is ki, which is also the word for happiness. So we consider dogs to be the source of happiness. So we do not sell them. We give them as gifts."
DeLisi insisted on paying for the dog. His new children's book about Low Key is called The Ambassador's Dog. He admits that to write it, he had to imagine the puppy's early life before they met and bonded with their own special language.
"They say that those winds that blow across the Tibetan plateau carry the hopes and wishes that are written on the prayer flags onward to the heavens. I don't know if that is true, but I'd like to think it is. So did the little puppy, who hoped that his truest dreams might be carried on those winds. He had not inscribed them on a flag, but he hoped that the winds would carry his dream nonetheless."
DeLisi chose Jane Lillian Vance to illustrate the book and illuminate it with fantastical, intricate images she did.
The cover of the book shows what the ambassador first beheld when he met this puppy, this dusty but noble puppy who was parked on this pile of rocks, waiting as if he understood that there was someone to wait for.
Vance is internationally known for her unique genre of oil paintings that illuminate Tibetan Buddhism in words and vivid color. For more than a decade, she taught a course at Virginia Tech called The Creative Process.
And so this little puppy, to be separated from his little tribe, his family and his mama, and yet there he was as a nobody who was a real somebody.
Van says that's part of what makes this story just right for these times.
I think we have to remember with courage the refugee, the homeless, the one who is sick or has lost a job, and all the animals who are voiceless, may be starving or afraid. And I think we must commit to act on our compassion and by our example, teach young children, this is a children's book, to grow up to be the one who stops and helps the other one, even if it's a dusty puppy shivering on the side of a mountain trail.
The book is called The Ambassador's Dog by Scott DeLisi. It's illustrated by Jane Lillian Vance. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.